Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Witnesses say a Walmart manager opened fire on co-workers in the break room of a store in Chesapeake, Virginia last night, killing six. Julie Walker has more.
Walmart employee Brianna Tyler says she was standing in the break room with 15 to 20 other co-workers starting the night restocking shift when her manager just walked in and started shooting.
And he just opened fire on everybody in the break room. And it is by the grace of God that a bullet missed me. Not going to lie. I literally looked at him. I saw the smoke leaving the gun, and I literally watched bodies drop.
Chesapeake police say he used a pistol, then apparently killed himself. They're investigating motive. Tyler says he had issues with almost everyone.
He was already kind of rocky with people, but to this extent, I would have never guessed this.
Walmart identified the gunman as Andre Bing and says he's been with the store since 2010. I'm Julie Walker.
The suspect in Saturday's fatal shooting of five people at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs made an initial court appearance today. Appearing by video, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich could be seen slumped in a chair with visible injuries. Aldrich was beaten into submission by patrons. Russian missile strikes have been sowing terror in Ukraine. They continue to target infrastructure, knocking out power in large parts of the country and neighboring Moldova. Meantime, the U.S. is sending another $400 million in ammunition and generators to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says American partners are also looking for ways to boost their own defense stocks.
To restock some of the weapons and munitions that they've provided to Ukraine.
Funerals today in Jerusalem and the West Bank. Two explosions near bus stops in Jerusalem killed a teen and injured at least 18. Police blame Palestinians. Meanwhile, Israeli troops shot dead two Palestinians after what Israel says was an armed attack in the occupied West Bank. This is AP News.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now you can get up to 50% off with the Black Friday sale happening right now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with our super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts, so don't miss it. Up to 50% off for a limited time only. Find the perfect gift for every guy in your list at untuckit.com or 80-plus Untuck It stores. Untuck It, shirts designed to...
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The second of three defendants in a 2020 murder in western Wisconsin is sentenced to prison. A Gunn County jury convicted Ryan Steinhoff yesterday. Ashley Gunder is already serving 25 years for her role. A third suspect was acquitted. Bruce McGuigan was found stabbed to death in Downsville. Steinhoff will be sentenced later. The Catholic Diocese of Superior is out with a list of the names of 23 priests and other clergy with substantiated allegations of sexual abuse of children. The list is the result of three separate clergy filed reviews, more than a year of meetings, and multiple sessions with the Diocesan Review Board. In sports, Badger men's basketball takes on Dayton this afternoon. The Bucks host Chicago tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
narrative of the town square. He doesn't want actual free discourse. And we're seeing this with everything that he has done so far, reinstating a whole horde of right-wing advocates while making no effort to curb the hate speech and aggressive rhetoric that these individuals, who were originally banned, keep in mind, for violating the Twitter terms of service. It's not that it was, you know, my free speech. Like, no, you violated the terms of service of a private entity, so your account was banned. And now he's decided that that's just no longer the case. So he does what he pleases, and advertisers have certainly taken note. We'll see how long Twitter's able to sustain itself without their vast funding behind the scenes. But another tweet that I found hilarious that I wanted to touch on quick, Ev, see what you thought if you saw this, was the whole narrative behind Naomi Biden's wedding, right? And journalists all over the board have been freaking out because the press corps, the White House press corps, was not given access to the granddaughter of the president's wedding. Now, obviously, they want access because they want to cover the president, they want to cover Hunter, they want to cover all those things. They don't actually care about the wedding itself. They just feel like, well, it happened at the White House, so we are legally obligated to be covering it, and yada, yada, yada.
Sure.
And then it came out that Vogue magazine was given an exclusive, which by that I mean they were literally allowed to come in a couple days early for a staged photo shoot with the bride and some close family members. And now the White House press corps is absolutely freaking out. There was this quote from a senior national political correspondent at the Post saying, I spent 4 years covering the Trump White House, 2 covering the Biden White House. It's fascinating that they both lie, albeit very different ways. Trump's team was shameless, where Biden's team is too cute. Like, they're just so angry about this. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Honestly, you can't give the man 5 minutes to celebrate his granddaughter's wedding without needing to have camera crews everywhere, without getting your face in the action, because they're so damn nosy that they have to know everything that's going on. They have to be following, and they have to be able to get their questions in. It's wild. The confidence, the arrogance that some of these people have, that they feel that they deserve to participate in these type of events, is astounding.
Is it, though?
No, you're right.
No, not. I mean, it's really not. It's not. I mean, I do think it might have been maybe too cute by half to get married at the White House, right? It's that appearance of impropriety that we're taught to avoid as we move through this crazy world.
I believe the official explanation was that it was a lot easier to just have it there.
Well, and not to, I mean, and it was beautiful. And I mean, he's spent his entire life, you know, in service of the country. I didn't think it was that inappropriate.
It's about his granddaughter. You know, she had a beautiful ceremony and everything. I guess the official explanation was that it was easier to have it there from a security perspective than the amount of resources and the logistical nightmare it would have been providing security at wherever outside venue was evidently chosen.
Sure.
I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. Is it arguably inappropriate to have a private event?
I'd say too cute by half, because there are private events at the White House all the time.
All the time. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, to each their own, I guess. I just can't help but laugh at how needlessly attention-driven the press is, in the sense that they're supposed to be the ones reporting on the action, but they want to constantly be the center of attention in these situations. And I can't help but laugh about that. Just like I can't help but laugh about, going back to Elon, because he's just too hilarious to cover, some of the right-wing freakouts over Apple hasn't really announced anything, but there's been a lot of whispers that the App Store might remove Twitter, which could be catastrophic for the long-term legitimacy of Twitter as a platform. And we had right-wing pundits like Bridget Gabriel, who came out and said, if Apple takes Twitter out of the App Store, Elon Musk should buy them next, ignoring the fact that Apple is the most valuable company on the planet, market cap of like $2.5 trillion. Dude had to go get Saudi finances to back him up on the acquisition of Twitter at $44 billion. How do you think anybody is going to purchase Apple, the most valuable company on the planet?
Hey, he can try, and the Saudis have some money.
they got money. They don't have Apple money. Look, nobody has Apple money. And it just shows how completely out of touch these people are with economic circumstances around the world and how money actually works in these scenarios. So this is Dueling Tangents. We got a fun little pre-holiday show planned today with William and Evan filling in for Luke and Brian today. You got a tangent, throw us our way, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back after the break.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to scent season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Jason Hafman here for Double Radio. As the host of Let's Get Local, I have the privilege of talking with entrepreneurs every week. I love hearing their stories about what it means to be a local business owner, provide a valuable service, create local jobs, and to reinvest in our community. That's who Double Radio and Civic Media want to partner with. We want to lift up area businesses, connect them with our loyal listeners, and grow and succeed together. Let's start building a partnership today. Call 608-819-TALK or visit us online at doubleradio927.com.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by the Joint Chiropractic of Madison, where Back Friday is back now through the end of November. It's easy. Sign up for a package, get free bonus visits, and start feeling the way you want to. The Joint Chiropractic, convenient, affordable chiropractic care.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Highs level off around 50 this afternoon, under clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 35 tonight, overcast. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, daytime highs approaching 48. Mid-40s Friday and Saturday, with a chance for scattered showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 51 degrees.
Devil Radio, your fix for progressive talk from Middleton to Monona, always streaming at darnwi.com.
Welcome, welcome back, party people. It is Wednesday, November 22nd. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian and sometimes William and Evan. You got a tangent, throw us our way, 844-967-2789. Something I want to touch on now quick, Ev, getting back to a conversation that you had with Luke yesterday. Obviously, the Republicans have come out in force with the election now secured for them, and new plans on the way for Governor Evers' second term, and Corey Hess from JS Online, or from the Journal Sentinel, excuse me, tweeted the other day that during a WISP politics lunch, Republican leaders asked about Milwaukee County wanting to raise the sales tax 1%, and Voss went ahead and said, "Revenue without reform is not going to happen. That's why I'm so reluctant to say let's give them the money, because they've been awful in the past managing money." Keep in mind, this is the guy who spent over $1 million on the Gableman investigation, which as of right now, and as of the entire, over the course of the entire investigation, produced no evidence of fraud whatsoever. He might as well have burned that $1 million, because absolutely nothing came of it, and he now has the audacity to be questioning somebody else's money management. What do you think about that, Ev? I mean, I was under the impression that, you know, extending the olive branch by allowing the Republicans to host their little party here in 2024 would make them kind of happy to support the city going forward. It does not seem that is the case, as Robin Voss is immediately jumping right back into, oh, Milwaukee can't manage their money, we're going to have to do it for them, yada, yada, yada. I think it's gross.
Well, it's bad faith is what it is. You know, they don't care about, efficient allocation of funds. That's not something, that's not in their Rolodex, as they say.
Well, I mean, we have the $6.6 billion surplus, and rather than allocating it back to the people of Wisconsin, they just want to push a massive tax cut for the wealthiest citizens. So, I mean, at least they're honest about saying they only care about tax cuts. They're just not honest about saying it's not for everyone. It's for the ultra rich who are already proportionately paying less in taxes than everybody else. And I don't understand why so many Wisconsin voters are not able to kind of see through this. I think a lot of them do, obviously, or we wouldn't be having these excellent conversations with so many of our wonderful listeners who have been calling in to share their opinions. But where, like, what is happening to the rest of Wisconsin that they're able to look at a guy like Robin Voss, who, by the way, you know, keep in mind one of his largest, one of the largest pieces of his portfolio is that he is a slumlord landlord in Whitewater, college rentals, you know, desperate kids essentially that have to live
it's
somewhere.
Pretty rough over there.
He's able to charge whatever he wants with dilapidated properties that frankly have no business being charging what they charge. And then, you know, Voss went out a little bit after that statement and said, when he was asked about workforce issues, that people are staying on unemployment benefits for too long. His exact quote was, "The first thing we have to do is make it so people know they have to work to eat."
What? I mean, I guess he's not wrong, I guess.
Dude, I think that's wrong. I think that's grotesque.
But he's not wrong, right? Like, we do got to work to eat. We got to get that money. But I mean, dude, it's insensitive and really and sort of gross.
This is the wealthiest nation in the history of human species, of human society, of our time as a species. There has never been a wealthier nation.
And we
still
have to work to eat. You know, so in that regard, I do see what he means, like, as far as we live in a cruel, cruel, uncaring, cold world.
Call me naive, but damn, dude, if you're an American citizen, you should get the fundamentals of life provided. And then if you want to enjoy the, you know, special nuances of our advanced civilization, if you want to enjoy some of the luxuries that American society can provide, yeah, you have to earn the money to spend on these type of events. But boy, I wish we could just keep people fed, keep them housed.
It'd be nice. We've got the food part kind of down. You know, even in my city, there are some pretty robust services, but you got to chase them. You got to spend a couple hours a week driving around, filling out forms. It's not fun or easy. And, you know, it's some people find it humiliating. I've gone to the food bank before, not afraid to admit it. And I was glad it was there.
Well, and you show the kind of like the other side of that coin, which is some of the ultra, ultra wealthy people that have more money that they could spend in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 lifetimes. You got an example that came up very recently, Ticketmaster, right? They are facing potential antitrust investigation now. As they should have years and years and years ago. All it took was enraging the Swifties, I guess. but finally, the American government is kind of stepping up and saying, like, yo, enough is enough. We're sick of these corporations. You buy from Ticketmaster anytime recently, Ev? You see?
No, because it's insane, man. I'm lucky to find a local show for under $50, right? Well, I don't go out to see shows as often as I used to because it's so expensive.
It's not the ticket itself, though. That's the thing. The ticket itself will be like $100, but it'll be fees from Ticketmaster.
And even $100. Oof.
$220, like $275, $300, like three times the price of the ticket.
It's basically a scalping outfit.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. That's 100% what it is. They have bots buy up all the tickets immediately so they can resell them at 3, 4, 5 times the face value. And people have to pay it because otherwise you're just not going to go to the show. You know, you want to see this show or not? We have the ability to do something about this. We just choose not to over and over and over again.
Man. Yeah, I don't go to shows anymore. That I will say, Echoes of Pompeii here in the Mad City at the Barrymore a couple weeks ago. That was like a $28 show. I approve.
$28. That sounds pretty sweet. I couldn't tell you the last time I went for...
I didn't go. I just talked about it on the radio.
Oh, and the fact that you could have gone had you wanted to. That in and of itself is better than the other option. So this is Dueling Tangents. We got a nice little holiday episode for you today. Luke is out, so Evan and Will are here to play. Give us a tangent, 844-967-2789. We got Jason Hafeman coming on off after the break. We're going to talk about the value of local small businesses and how you can help them help you this holiday season. We'll be right back. See you soon.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com. The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news...
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now, of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook.
I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute.
I looked up and my manager turned around and he just opened fire on everybody in the break room.
Walmart employee Breonna Tyler on the shooting last night at the store in Chesapeake, Virginia. It left six co-workers and that manager dead. Police say the gunman was dead when they found him, apparently of a self-inflicted wound. His motive remains unclear. Minutes of the Federal Reserve's most recent policy meeting shows officials saw very few signs of inflation pressures abating. They raised their benchmark interest rate a substantial 0.75 point for a fourth straight time at that meeting. The Fed is widely expected to slow its rate hikes to a 0.5 point when it meets next month. On Wall Street, stocks moved higher following the release. And at the World Cup, Japan shocked Germany with two late goals for a 2-1 victory. Spain's young squad thrashed Costa Rica 7-0, while Morocco and Croatia played to a scoreless draw. I'm Ben Thomas.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now you can get up to 50% off with the Black Friday sale happening right now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with our super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts, so don't miss it. Up to 50% off for a limited time only. Find the perfect gift for every guy in your list at untuckit.com or 80-plus Untuck It stores. Untuck It, shirts designed to be...
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinier with your headlines. Newly re-elected Attorney General Josh Call is hoping Republicans will live up to their campaign promises to improve public safety by increasing funding to the DOJ and approving his request for 67 more positions. Speaking with WisPolitics.com, Call discussed his focus on increasing money for violence prevention and mental health services and increasing shared revenue so local governments can improve their public safety resources. Call also stating the need for more emergency detention funding, Wisconsin Wisconsin only has one facility in Winnebago County. The AG said he's confident his lawsuit seeking to end Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban will succeed. After 32 years, Wisconsin State Senator Alberta Darling has announced she's retiring December 1st. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Party people, it is November 23rd, beautiful November 23rd, and this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, and sometimes Will and Evan. We're going to take a couple calls quick before we get into our juicy third section action. We got CJ on line one. CJ, what's up? How are you doing today?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you gentlemen. You're actually taking my call. That is so amazing. Oh yeah, it's not Luke or Brian though. But you know what? You guys, you speak of, you know, the slumlord, and I just wonder, you guys probably believe in that student forgiveness debt program by the president, too, that's going to be proven unconstitutional. So until you actually, I know you, I guess, let's call you progressive Democrats or liberals, whatever you want to refer to yourself as, sooner or later, people's money are going to run out.
Yeah, that's the problem, man. That is the issue at hand. That's why this debt forgiveness is so important, because people's money is running out.
I love when people defer to the Margaret Thatcher socialism Twitter meme quote without any actual like evidence behind it, other than, well, it was said by somebody wealthy and famous. Yeah, of course we support student loan debt forgiveness, because, you know, that's not actually money in the sense that it's theoretical. They're saying you owe X amount of money. They're not giving this money back to you. It's money that people are saving that they would have had to pay at extremely high interest rates for an education, which, you know, we should want a more educated society. That seems like it would be the basis of a strong, organized group of young people that are prepared to step into the world if you give them this strong education base. We got one more call on the line. Joe from Madison. Joe, how you doing today? What's up?
Well, just a quick one in response to CJ. I'm sure that he's equally upset about the fact that Republicans such as Marjorie Taylor Greene received a ton of money from the PPE loans and have not paid them back. So I'm sure that's number front and center.
That's a great point, Joe. But that's different, because that's wealthy people. They're allowed to do that.
Yeah, right. They have an R in front of their name, so it's okay. You know, I was just going to call about the White House wedding, and I just wanted to point out the fact that all sorts of people have been married at the White House, starting with way back there with the sister of Dolly Madison had her nuptials there, and it included 2013, the White House press photographer was married there, Pete Souza. And then I would say that it's less of a story who got married in the White House than what some of the children of the president have done. Now, I would start with the son-in-law of President Trump, who had that nice $2 billion from Saudi Arabia. We're not quite
casual
sure what.
$2 billion.
Yes, along with Mr. Trump's $3 billion that he's been accumulating over these months that he's been out of office from countries, business deals with countries such as Oman and Saudi Arabia. And gee, wonder what they want on the other side of that. But the reason I actually called, I wanted to talk to you guys today. If anybody has any bright ideas, this is my tangent. You know, a lot of people watch a movie during Thanksgiving get-togethers, and I got an older crowd here. We've seen A Christmas Story. We've seen the couple of entries in the Sharknado series.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Planes, trains. Well, yeah, for how? Yeah, Thanksgiving is perfect. Trains, planes, and automobiles. Anybody else has a thought for me? Just whip it at me. I'd love to hear what it's all about. And I'm very much looking forward to your next guest talking about local business, because I would love to be putting my holiday dollars that direction. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, I think it's funny that, you know, the NFL and the NBA make sure that they have some good games prepared, because they know deep down that most people don't want to be sitting around and just, you know, casually chit-chatting with their extended family. So they give them something that can kind of distract them, like, yeah, we're together, we're hanging out, we're spending time, but we don't have to focus on each other. We can still focus on what's going on in the background.
Well, this is America. It's the choice that matters.
Yeah.
Right?
We have the option to do so. So we're going to jump into our third segment. segment. I think this is incredibly important, especially before the holiday season. We got Jason Hafeman here. Jason, give us a lowdown on some local small businesses and how we can help them and how they can help us to have the best holiday season we can have possible instead of throwing more and more money at these multinational corporate conglomerates.
100%, William, but I digested all of that here in the first couple of minutes of the segment, and I'm feeling a little tangentially adjusted myself. I've got to bring it back. Joe, I don't know if it's a holiday movie, but Three Amigos, highly underrated movie. Some great dance numbers in there and sing-alongs with My Little Buttercup. I mean, I think that's great for any occasion and should be liked by everyone. Okay, local businesses, William.
I gotta do one more, though. So after you watch the Three Amigos, you got to go on YouTube. You got to pull up the 2002 Friars Club roast of Chevy Chase. Make sure you're a couple deep at that point. But check this thing out, man. It's oof.
Now, the Friars Club is what ended up becoming the Comedy Central roast.
That's correct. And actually,
well, right?
this 2002 episode, Roast of Chevy Chase, is what changed the zeitgeist, right? Normally, I'm not going to go too far into this. Normally, roasts are sort of a good-natured ribbing, yes?
Yep.
This was something different. So check it out, guys. It's
because they hated Chevy Chase as much
remarkable.
As the rest of us do.
Oh, it's remarkable. But yes, please continue. Jason.
I'm a huge Martin Short fan, so, I just got to give it to him.
He makes an appearance.
Yeah, well, good. Okay, so local businesses. Yeah, Williams asked me a serious question, and it is serious. It's a really important time. We talk about this every week on my show here in Madison, Let's Get Local, try to get people in that mindset. And I love the fact that this is nationwide now, that there's just a movement, right? We're trying to get people's attention. We've gotten into this case where the big marketing budgets have drawn so much of our attention for so long, and everybody just got thinking of these big box stores. And now with online ordering, it's, gravitating to that too. And the giant one we're talking about, but what has happened is that all of these local businesses have banded together, found ways to lift each other up, put themselves out there, and also they have created, because of the pandemic, basically everybody had to get their game together to make easy online ordering, to make delivery possible, to make pickup possible for all customers. So the things you may not have thought were easy with local small businesses now are, but the things you get in value and return by making that choice are well beyond that purchase you're making. One thing is the economic. Let's just talk about economics. Everybody loves that, right? We talked about how some of the some of CJ's perspectives and others about, this loan is okay, but this loan is not. Economics matters to everybody. A strong local economy benefits, yes, that business, yes, your community, but also you. So supporting local businesses, for every dollar you spend at a locally independent-owned business in your community, 72 cents stays in our local economy.
And I'm not to, again, be too cute by half. What happens if that 70 cents leaves, right?
Well, in contrast, Evan, 40 cents on the dollar, if you shop at a big box store, stays local.
Sure. And then you lose those local businesses.
100%. And then we also lose our identity, William. That's the other part. Local businesses give communities an identity. A lot of times those are destination businesses too, right? I mean, it's important. Otherwise, we're just like every other place. If we don't have these local businesses, is what it would look like. We'd all look exactly the same, have the exact same shopping experience, the exact same products. Does anybody want that?
I certainly don't. And the other thing I don't want is I want to be able to find interesting quality goods in town, right? And a lot of small towns right now, it's a blight. You drive through and see the same four fast food places, the same big box store, the same hardware store.
I know, I can name probably five or six different stretches of road within 25 minutes of my house that are the exact same four fast food restaurants organized in the exact same structure.
And even without the food, with setting the food aside, acknowledging it, but thinking about more, good stuff that you need day to day, they don't have what you need. I cannot tell you how many times lately I've gone out to get just a little gadget, something. I just need something for a project, whatever it is. And it's getting harder and harder and harder to find this stuff in town.
Well, and I think that's the big thing to touch about. We all know the company that we're referring to, but they essentially revolutionized the internet supply chain, right? And it becomes very easy to find the product you need from them. At the same time, there's a lot of questionable cost-cutting measures that they have put in. I did an experiment myself. I purchased the exact same set of headphones from a local retailer. Now, keep in mind, this local retailer, I shouldn't say local retailer because it is still a national chain, but it was they focus on, you know, you come into the facility, you test the products, you get the one you want, whatever, and then purchase the same headphone online from this other famous national retailer. And the version that I bought online broke 2 weeks later because inside the earpiece, the twisting mechanism was made of plastic, while the one that I bought from the in-store retailer was made out of metal.
Interesting.
Now, I paid $10 more for that, but if it's going to last me 2 years compared to 2 weeks, that $10 is nothing. It's negligible. You are paying for a good quality product that can't get undercut, which is what you're doing a lot of times when you're buying from these massive online retailers who are going to be, you know, they're able to say to the companies that make these products, hey, yeah, we'll take your product, but we're going to sell it at X price. Either you let us sell it at that price or it's not going to be on our shelves. So, I mean, Walmart did that for years.
And you're talking about like how the one that you bought online was actually cheaper to manufacture. It had plastic parts where there was metal with the sort of...
Which was done on purpose because this retailer says, we're only going to sell your product at X price. Well, the person who makes the product is like, yeah, well, that's... I'm not going to make any money on that. Why would I do that?
And it was the same... That kind of blows my mind. I hadn't thought about that before.
Well, here's where it gets even...
Jason, man, you got to help us.
Here's where it gets even fishier, though, guys. So when I sync that headset to my phone, it has the... model number, you know, 950X, blah, 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 B. And the one that I bought from the online retailer is 950X, blah, 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 M.
Interesting.
So they are the same model numbered product, but when you really get into the techs of it, they are labeled slightly different so that whoever this provider is can recognize, oh, this is the cheap made one versus, oh, this is the real one. This is the one that's made as it's meant to be.
Yeah, and like trim levels on vehicles, basically.
Yep.
Same sort of type of thing, right?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Listen, there's a couple of key other things. Like these things that you guys are bringing up are really important to consumers, right? And we're all trying to save money where we can and all of that. And I totally get it. But I want to break through some of the misconceptions out there. So much marketing goes into, you know, these ideas that it's just cheaper to go with this big box store, get everything here. And they might, if you really price check stuff, they might have a few items that are lower cost than other places that might be competitors, but a lot of those items in that store are equal or even more expensive than you might find at, say, a small business alternative or a locally independent business alternative.
They know exactly what to discount.
Exactly.
You know, the little odds and ends people just pick up because, you know, they're in those impulse buy sections of the store. They can make this, yeah, they can sell a bag of M&Ms for 80 cents less than, you know, Woodman's or whatever. But that's not where they're making their money.
No, and let me go a little bit further than that. I have price check stuff. You can find it. And there's some local businesses that will actually price match if you ask them.
Yeah.
On a number of things, including Brothers Main, great local company here for appliances. Another thing that is also out there that's an idea is that's really important, I think, to the customer is that shopping experience. The level of customer service, the experience of customer service, and just people's basically connection or investment in that business that you're shopping at is drastically different when you are an independently owned shop versus a big box retailer.
It's not even comparable, frankly. Yeah. I mean, it's do they care about the customer and want to retain the customer, or are you just another number? Are you just another brick in the wall here to throw more money at us? Like, yeah, you can't compare the two, I think.
And last perspective for you to go local, buy local, be local is... by spending those dollars locally, like I said, you're helping yourself. A lot of the local shops, retailers, restaurants source as a bunch of local items in their stores. So you're supporting that shop, but you're also supporting the other pieces that connect to that particular store, restaurant, right in your community. So you're affecting a lot more lives right close to home. And in addition to that, that might make their year. Your choice to purchase from them might help them stay in business for another year.
And it might help you get what you actually needed 5 minutes from your house instead of having to wait till tomorrow. I mean, people are so sort of clued into this, but I get it so soon and I don't even have to leave home. You could go get it right now.
Not just the supplies that went into it too, Jason. You know, maybe this independent owner now, their child can join Little League or something this year for the first time. Like, the amount that you're able to help your community by supporting these type of businesses, it's exponential.
Local businesses always give back as well.
They're the ones who care about what's going on in your community. Walmart and Amazon don't. So, this is Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back after the break. Nice little holiday episode for you today. Give us a tangent, 844-967-2789. We'll see you right after this break.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 50. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 34. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 48. Cloudy skies. Low 40s Friday. Mid 40s Saturday with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk, from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back, party people. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, and occasionally William and Evan.
And Jason.
967-2789. And today we also have Jason with us. We've had a lot of fun talking about small business and their importance, both in our community, locally, and the kind of difference that they can make within the communities. Personally, now nobody's commented on it. I thought I'd get some questions, but in honor of the World Cup, I did wear my custom Man City jersey. Now, this was made by a local shop, Soccer World in Brookfield. Hashtag not a sponsor, and it is my uncle's store, so he made it for me the last time the World Cup came around. It's, you know, it's custom. That's my name and number on the back and everything. Like, oh man, I love this.
I'm going to be real. I thought you were just dressed nice today. I didn't even notice it was a jersey. So
seriously,
people, he's onto something. This is one nice piece of shirt.
Well, it shows the value of local businesses, right? Like, if I could go and buy this from some generic online
for $200,
but it would be incredibly expensive, and it wouldn't be made with love and care like you'd get from some local establishment. So, something I want to touch on quick before we end this beautiful Wednesday holiday episode is the Fox News coverage in relation to the Colorado Springs shooting, in particular Tucker Carlson, of course. Who else? Last night he had Jamie Michelle of Gays Against Groomers, who said,
"Oh my goodness!"
She deadass said that the shooting was predictable, and more will keep happening until gender affirming care is banned.
Wow, they're really going for it.
Is that not like a blatant endorsement of terrorism? Or am I just misreading the situation? Like, she's...
It's an increasingly loud dog whistle, you know, which is... It's a direct reference for those with that secret knowledge, right?
She is quite literally saying, like, until you do something about this, the violence is only going to get worse. Wink. And expecting nobody to care about it. And Tucker Carlson just kind of smiles and smirks. And, like, he knows.
Well, they used to just use esoteric language. They would use symbolism and keywords. And, I mean, it was to serve that same purpose. To give people with these you know, hateful ideologies an outlet, a connection. And they're getting so just forthright about it. Like, I haven't seen a ton of coverage about this terrible event. And it's, in a way, I'm fortunate. I'm not seeing the offender's name plastered everywhere. I don't know it. And that, I feel like, is pretty rare. If the story happens 1,000 miles away and it gets to us the night of, generally that coverage is beaten and beaten and beaten.
Well, so the shooter, his grandfather is the outgoing California State Assembly member from the Republican Party.
Sure.
What is his name?
See, and it doesn't matter. And even in this case, like, I'm grateful for that. You know what? It's almost Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that for once these stories aren't ever present in the wrong ways. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't watch Fox.
Randy Vopel is his name. So he is a hardcore mega conservative, Jan 6 supporter, all that kind of thing. And, you know, this was quite literally his grandson. So if you want to talk about hate not being homegrown, I mean, come on. How many more examples do we need? This starts at the house at a young age, that people spew their rhetoric, their kids catch on, they get indoctrinated by it, right? You want to talk about grooming. And this entire situation, the way that Fox News is handling it, it is kind of like textbook abuse, right? Like, they are they're blaming the victimized community. Well, if you would stop doing these things that you're not doing, we wouldn't have to resort to violence to stop them.
Well, you had mentioned indoctrination in a way, and Jason, I'm asking this to you as well. Have you guys heard of PragerU?
Of course.
Jason?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis Prager.
So I watched one of these videos, so you don't have to. And I was shocked. I'm shocked. Dennis Prager, you'll see him on Fox News. He's a talented talking head. He knows how to look at the camera and say horrible things. And it's kind of wild. These videos that PragerU produces it's like they're made for 6-year-olds, right? They'll have often him talking, and it's the graphics that go along with it. And I wish this was a visual medium. Don't go out and watch this stuff. It's really, truly horrible, and you already know what's in there. But I was sort of dismayed at how... I mean, guys, this propaganda is a triple plus. Oof, it's good.
Well, and Prager's also a big-time advocate of, you know, he talks about how 17 is essentially an adult. Sometimes
yeah, no,
16,
I mean,
sometimes it's 15.
And that's dipping our ankles in the pool, my friend. It gets so much worse.
He's essentially projecting, right? Like, this dude is a pedophile. He has not been shy about his interest in women, in younger women, especially when you consider that he's got to be in his mid-60s at this point. Mm. Like, the guy just wants to take all of his insecurities and the things that he knows is wrong that he supports and kind of blasts it on everybody else.
I think that's just a bonus, right? That's a bonus of the job, that he gets to sort of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, his own personal proclivities.
Wasn't it Joseph Goebbels who said, blame the other side for that which you are doing? Like,
oof. Oof. Getting too real this Thanksgiving, boys.
I know. I said we were going to have a fun, light-spirited holiday episode, and then I took it too far. That's on me, guys.
No. I brought it up, man.
Look, and what you guys are showcasing here is, as I jump in, is just that something that has made me highly disrespect and lose a ton of respect for Aaron Rodgers and other people that use the media for their own personal shield, is that, and what you're talking about is what you say matters.
Mm-hmm.
What you say, especially when you have some sort of platform, amplified platform, which is why I appreciate Civic, which is why I appreciate what we're doing here.
Or
with
real
this network.
Too. I'm not just saying this because I'm getting paid to stand at this microphone. I'm so grateful that this has happened, right? Guys, we're like 7 months in, something like that. What? July is when we started to really, really push this thing.
Yeah.
And oof, get to see more and more of Will. I mean, all this, it all stems from some pretty talented and hardworking people.
And we're local. We practice what we preach. We've been harping on the value of staying local, staying real, staying with the people in your community, because that's how we protect each other, right? We're all that we really have. We can't compete with the money and the power and the influence that some of these multinational conglomerates have. Like, come on. Elon Musk is out here buying Twitter. how are you supposed to compete with
that? I don't even think he wanted to. I know we're basically out of time, but I really think he got stuck with this thing.
But you can reinvest in your own community by looking locally and thinking locally first. So, please do.
So, thanks for joining us today, everybody. We had a wonderful little holiday episode.
And Jason, yes, thank you.
Got a little more intense than we probably wanted it to be, but Luke covered how to talk to your family yesterday. Hope you're able to spend some time with them, rest, relax a little bit. Take the four-day weekend to enjoy some time with yourself and your loved ones. So, we were glad to have you with us today on Dueling Tangents. We'll see you after the break. Everybody have a great holiday weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. Thanks, Jason.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.